Listen and subscribe to the Growth Craft Startup Community Podcast on all the major podcast players, including iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere where podcasts are available. And leave a 5-star review if you like it. We need those reviews to grow the show, and it's the easiest way to help us grow the show that you can do right now. So head on over to iTunes, head on over to Google Podcasts or Spotify, and leave a 5-star review for the Growth Craft Startup Community Podcast. And tell all of your friends who are entrepreneurs to take a listen. And thanks. Hello, my name is Hasan Sorrells, and this is Tom Libby.
Welcome back, everyone.
And you are listening to the Growth Craft Podcast. Now, the Growth Craft Podcast is designed with the startup founder in mind. This podcast is committed to growing your connections to our Growth Craft advisors, increasing your engagement with the Growth Craft community overall, and to growing your knowledge about all of the benefits that Growth Craft can provide for your startup and for your project. And we can't wait to bring you along on our journey today. Now, here on the podcast, we interview startup founders, advisors, and others about their journey, their process, and the specific ways that they are trying to make a dent in the universe. And I'd like to welcome to the podcast today, Steph Davis. How are you doing, Steph?
I'm fine. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with your listeners.
Yes. So for our listeners, let's start off with kind of the hard question first. What is it that you do exactly?
Well, my name is Steph Davis, and I am a biochemist with biotechnology experience and market surgery experience, and occasionally I work at Stem Agile. And okay. I have a early stage preclinical drug discovery company, which I'm working on now.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that company and about how you kind of came to found that.
Well, I leverage my skills in basically medicinal chemistry and microsurgery. So I helped other companies make a certain amount of revenue. So I do like that working in that field. So I decided to set up my own company, have more control. And we structured to be a low risk investment opportunity, but still have an impact on healthcare in the US and abroad. So we practice honest chemical innovation to get good results and decrease health disparities.
So are you helping other people do their drug research, or do you actually have your own like drugs that you're producing yourselves and then trying to go to market with those particular drugs?
Yeah, we are mainly a preclinical drug discovery company and supplement research firm. So some of the products will be in-house, we develop it for ourselves, and others we will outsource it to larger companies and they develop it on to bigger advanced drugs.
I'm sitting there thinking, I probably have 18,000 questions based on just the why and the how. Never mind. All the stuff that we want to get to. Steph, let's simplify it a little bit and ask you this question instead. So what prompted you to do this? I know in your intro there, you talked about a little bit more control and a little bit more cost effectiveness, but what was like what created the catalyst for you to say, I want to go start my own company and I want to go solve this problem. So what did that look like?
Like I said, I have a background in really cell biology and drug discovery along with microsurgery. So I was very much aware of people taking a variety of drugs. I'm into alternative health. I would see a lot of people get sicker, and companies were not being honest with the side effects. And I'm a member of the American Chemical Society. There's a lot of material about a lot of products, drugs, that are dishonest about side effects, just want to make money. And I've had to help my own parents when they were given the wrong medication, out point point blank wrong medications and confront the doctors, and I wouldn't know what to tell them my background. But I catch them, you know, and I caught other people. I've helped other people with cancer, extended their lives, and I said, well, I'd like to be able to have an impact in the field of drug discovery and healthcare, and let me go on and set the company up, and also I can obtain a bigger salary and as a scientist. But basically, an impetus for this was to have a better impact in developing decent products with minimal side effects and will save people's lives.
So
our products, it's a preclinical drug discovery company and supplement firm.
Okay. So you said a lot of different things there. And I've said this a lot lately, weirdly enough. I'm just the poor humanities major in the room. So I wasn't I wasn't smart enough to be a scientist. Sorry. I wasn't smart enough to go for STEM. My math grades weren't that good.
Don't blame yourself. A lot of people can't teach math. That's something else I see. I teach pre-calculus math. A lot of people cannot really teach math. That's a problem right there. I don't want to get started on that one.
Right. You can only solve one problem at a time. But let me use my humble humanities major sort of understanding of what you just said there and ask you this question for clarity's sake, or at least so that I can understand a little bit better. So you said the thing that I caught in there was you were talking about your company being leveraged to solve healthcare disparities.
Yeah.
There's a lot of discussion in our political and our social culture these days about healthcare disparities. What specific types of disparities are you looking for your company to help solve with this drug research?
Well, the products are going to be more personalized. And we also look at the fact that financial disparities, person's ethnic background can affect the healthcare. You just don't make a product and just dump it out there without looking at the total human being. But we're interested, our research encompasses looking at fixing the total health, but we do focus on certain pathologies, but you have to look at the total health economic environment of your patients. And so that's what in this situation of making a lot of the products more personalized, because people are different. There's financial disparities do affect a lot of people's health outcome. Mm-hmm. There's no denying, you can read about that from Harvard School of Medicine on the effect of a person's ethnic background and health outcomes and medical care in the U.S. That's a fact. NIH, Harvard School of Medicine have a lot of material on that.
Sure. Okay. The follow-up question to that then is, when we're thinking about the positioning of your company, or when I'm thinking about the positioning of your company, and I think about the overall sort of healthcare approach in the United States, one of the things that strikes me, because I have had various and sundry interactions with the healthcare system in the United States, as many people have, one of the things that strikes me is the healthcare system itself benefits from people being sick, people being ill, people being, you know, prescribed medications. What is the posture that your company takes, or the position your company takes towards that overall healthcare industry? Is it one where we need to be working better with that industry in order to have better outcomes? Or is it one where, no, we're sort of, because you mentioned alternative healthcare too, we're sort of going to be setting up our own system and we're going to use this company to set up our own system over here. Is that, which one of those approaches is the one that you're taking?
Well, we have a multifactorial approach, which means is we practice honest chemical innovation. The products will be made in the U.S. for good quality control. Okay. No hocus pocus medicine or math.
I appreciate that.
Yes, there's a lot of that going on, unfortunately, right now. Some of the products being made overseas, and you can read about this from the American Chemical Society. A lot of products being manufactured overseas as far as healthcare products. There is lying about the results, the numbers, maybe just mix things together and leave what they're putting in the adjuvants, called adjuvants, add it to different compounds, different drug leads, can make people sick. A lot of it's left out. What you get here, the side effects, it's the same. A lot of people are dying, especially when you look at maternal health care, different groups of populations in the US. We have a multifactorial approach as far as incorporating a variety of different strategies to decrease risk, chemical strategies to decrease risk, as well as management strategies to decrease risk so we get a decent product to have a better overall health outcome for the patient.
So, Steph, when we talk about like the healthcare system, right? And for those of you who are listening, I'm using my finger air quotes up here. So, when we're talking about the healthcare system, that it's ginormous, right? Like, I mean, nobody would argue the fact that the healthcare system as a whole is so big, and we're talking about whether we're talking about companies, doctors, hospitals, patients, end consumers. There's an entire ecosystem that we look at when we're talking about the healthcare system. Who in that system is your actual customer? Like who are you like trying to do business with? Is it I'm assuming it's not directly to a consumer or to a patient, right? Like I'm assuming there's some sort of person or is it a company? Is it a doctor? Is it compound pharmacies? Is it like who are you trying to go and work with to make this system better?
Join us online via Zoom at the GrowthCraft Startup Community Founders Forum each third Tuesday of the month at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Look, advisors and founders, we're all in this together. Building relationships with your peers and entrepreneurship is just as important as connecting with experts and advisors. Each month, every third Thursday, we'll meet online via Zoom to share ideas, get support each other, and talk about universal issues that nearly all startups share. We'll celebrate our victories, chat about challenges, and then break out into small groups to address a timely topic of interest. It's a great way to meet like-minded entrepreneurs. Check out the links to the third Tuesday events on the GrowthCraft website and join us at the GrowthCraft Startup Community Founders Forum in the show notes below the podcast player you're listening to right now.
Well, we will have a variety of different clients like hospitals, clinics. The supplements will be for basically adults, you know, specialized targeted supplements. You know, we are focused in the natural product space, which is better. So we have an opportunity to set up a division over in the EU, which is great, you know, one of which is Sweden. So we're excited about that. So we want to have a global footprint.
But So my understanding, so you're working through either a hospital or a clinic for them to leverage you as a resource so that they can then prescribe something to a patient.
We'll have an expanded sales team. We have lab space already in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And so we will have some R&D we're done on site. Some of it will be outsourced. We have some CRO people. So we have our products of like our early stage drugs, like I said, it's preclinical, but we will advance products, sell products to larger companies, and they will work on these more, they will advance into a later stage as a full blown drug. So some of it we would keep, some of them we will outsource to someone else. We get some capital from selling an early stage drug and they take it to a later stage. But our situation is selling early stage drugs as well as supplements for a variety of different pathologies.
So you keep saying early stage. So you keep saying early stage and preclinical, which means you're not going through all the FDA rigmarole that in like for the advanced drugs that, or are you going through at least that initial FDA approval?
We follow FDA guidelines as far as chemistry lead design. I mean, that's why I said honest chemical innovation, not just thrown in a pot and mixed up. But we still follow FDA guidelines as far as our medicinal chem research process. Okay, so we are, like I said, we're preclinical and medicinal chem and supplement research company. preclinical drugs. So products are put out a lot earlier. It doesn't take 10 years to get something developed.
Okay. So in thinking about being preclinical and being supplement and being in that space, if I were an investor in the healthcare technology space, or even in the biotechnology space, what would you need from me, other than money, of course, you know, what kind of support would you be looking for? What kind of funding would you be looking for? Are you looking for funding right now? Like, walk us through a little bit of that piece of the process.
At the moment, our business model is hybrid niche R&D. We are looking for additional capital so we can optimize and commercialize our products. My background is not high finance. The math is even different. So we are looking to get a CEO that has is familiar with tech, but also with the intricacies of finance. I mean, even the finance world, they got AI and this quantum finance methodologies they introduced. So we need someone that can keep up with that and know about issuing a variety of different types of stocks. You know, so we would like an investor that would advise us and guide us as far as finance. We're more or less looking at equity financing. We have a loan guarantee, but we heard that equity finance is better. We are reaching out now to raise additional capital.
Okay. Go ahead, Tom. You had a question.
No, I was actually going to go a different direction and talk about GrowthCraft a little bit. So if you have another medical or company question, go for it first.
I do, yes. So when I think of supplements, again, forgive my poor understanding of all of this. I think of vitamins, like I really do. Or I lift weights, I work out. Like when I think of supplements, I think of it in that direction. I think that's probably what a lot of our audience kind of thinks of. When you say supplements, though, that's not really what you mean, right? Like you mean supplemental drugs, right, to deal with diagnosed illnesses, correct? That's sort of the space that you're in.
Supplements encompass different functions.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, with the natural products space focus. Origin, rather, they have a target for different diseases, or they have a preventive maintenance function.
Okay.
So yeah. I strongly believe in preventive care, preventive maintenance of the body to decrease the onset of disabling disorders.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a multiple types of supplements. Some are liquids, some are pills, capsules. There's things are formulated to have a good impact, safety impact without a whole lot of strange ingredients, and decreased side effects. They decrease a lot of health problems for people if they do have cancer, they have an impact on decreasing the return of cancers. Like basically, as far as pathology goes, we're involved in cancer resistance, pain, non-opioid, as well as ADHD and boosting the immune system against different viruses that keep mutating everywhere. COVID keeps changing, you know, so we focus on different pathologies, but we do have a preventive focus too.
Okay, cool. Go ahead, Tom.
Sure, so Steph, switching gears a little bit, so I know you're a little new-ish to GrowthCraft, but I still feel like, you know, compelled to ask the question, what attracted you to GrowthCraft and what do you like about it so far? I know you're a little new, so it might be a little early to ask, but I'm still curious, like what attracted you to GrowthCraft first and what you find, what have you found to be that you like? Is there something about it that you like so far?
Join the GrowthCraft startup community online via Zoom each first Tuesday of the month at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time for Expert Tuesdays. With Expert Tuesdays, you'll hear from one of our top-notch expert advisors and thought leaders in an informative workshop or presentation focusing on a topic important to emerging and growing companies. From sales and marketing to storytelling and leadership, in this hour-long monthly session, you will be able to connect with the GrowthCraft community, advisors, founders, and others. And you'll learn entrepreneurship skills you can apply to your startup project right now. Check out the links to the GrowthCraft website to join us on Expert Tuesdays in the show notes below the podcast player you're listening to right now. And thanks.
Well, our bank leader bank mentioned GrowthCraft, so I wanted to explore what you are doing. I like what you're doing. You have like a graduate class seminar approach, which is relaxing and you learn and it's positive. So I decided to join it because it's people like myself, as a person in sales and marketing, we do a lot. So there's a relaxed learning environment that promotes innovation and creativity. And it's a place where you can think and connect. I like that. It's a relaxed environment to figure out what your next step is. And to get support, business support, because the business world, running a company or getting it going, there's a lot involved. It's not just doing research. You know, there's a lot of things, steps. It's just different right now in this time. Everything's fast-paced. So, yeah, I like GrowthCraft because they help you, like, innovate and be focused.
Awesome. Well, we're rounding the corner here on our conversation with you today, Steph. And so I'm going to ask the basic question here that we always ask our guests, other than the GrowthCraft question, that we always ask our guests here towards the end of our time together. What would you like to promote today, if anything? Or how can people check you out? Do you have a website? Are you speaking anywhere? Are you putting anything out on social media? How do people connect with you in order to find out more about what you're doing and about your company?
Well, they can explore the company on LinkedIn.com. We're on LinkedIn mainly I work on the LinkedIn. We got to spend more time on social media, but it's S. Elvira Davis, Elkie Therapeutics, the name of the company is Elkie Therapeutics on LinkedIn.
Beautiful. Well, we will have links to Elkie Therapeutics and we'll have links to Steph Davis and all the other on LinkedIn.
We're also on Facebook. I almost forgot.
That's okay. We almost forget about Facebook here all the time too. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's okay. But we will have links to where you can find Steph on Facebook and on LinkedIn, and find out more about what she's doing with her project with LT Therapeutics, and check that out, and all the places where you hang out on the internet. Once again, I'd like to thank Steph Davis for joining us today on the GrowthCraft
Podcast. Oh, you said, what did I want to promote? Yeah.
Yes, what did you want to promote? Yes, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to promote expansion or support of women businesses in the U.S. because not enough of them are obtaining enough capital. So support of more women businesses will bring in billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. And that's mentioned in Forbes magazine.
Okay. There you go. There you go. Yeah, no, we definitely are big believers in women businesses, minority-owned businesses, women and minority-owned businesses, and definitely believe in expanding the franchise of folks who are in the space of entrepreneurship and startups. And that's actually one of the core principles that we have here at GrowthCraft. So we're always trying to do more work and promote more in that area. So there we go.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I'm glad I discovered or was referred to this organization because it has been helpful.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Steph. I appreciate you coming on the podcast with us today. And with that, we're out.
All right. Thank you. Speak to you again in the future.
Each second Thursday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time, join GrowthCraft live and in person at Second Thursdays at CIC, located at 1 Broadway, Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Located at Kendall Square, CIC features the most engaging entrepreneurial community in the Northeast, right next to MIT and minutes from Harvard University and downtown Boston. With 250,000 square feet of professionally managed flexible workspace, CIC has every office amenity you could possibly need to scale your startup project. For those of you who are local, or if you're just visiting Boston, GrowthCraft advisors and founders can meet others in our community face-to-face. Join us for an informal social and informational get-together. Meet others, chat with advisors and peers, make connections, and then stay for Venture Cafe, starting at 4:30 p.m. Eastern every second Thursday at CIC. Check out the links to the GrowthCraft website to join us live and in person at Second Thursdays at CIC in the show notes below the podcast player you're listening to right now. And thanks.